Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. Well, hello, everybody. We're back. We love this, what we do. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I'm talking to you live right here, right now. And I want you to call your friends. Be sure and tell them that you are listening to WVET and join you and join us. Today's show is going to be about our health situation. And I know that that's a big subject. But I found another little situation that is now plaguing a lot of our veterans that I forgot about. I'll be honest. And that is, no matter what you have, guess what? You're going to have dental problems. We all do. If you've been in combat, there have been times you got hit in the mouth and teeth got loose. If you're a regular veteran and your friends are veteran, guess what? There may be a day that you need dental help. And over the years, we know that the VA had not really pushed dental. We're going to tell you now that there's a lot of help for our veterans, and they can get dental help now for both you and your family members. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you can always check with us right here, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And we will help guide you to some of those places that might be of a big help to who you are and what you need. One of them is SmileFaith.com. Okay? SmileFaith, F-A-I-T-H. Hope with every smile. I love that. When you look at those kind of things and you think about dental, you wonder what it's going to take. And you need a good foundation who stood up and said, we are here to help, and we want to be there to make sure you know. And, of course, on their behalf, we welcome everybody to the new office. We are pleased that you have, of course, served us. And we are really pleased that you selected us to get some of your dental work done. Feel free. Go online. Go all the way around. Go to your Google. And, of course, go to your Facebook and your Instagram. And when you do, look at our Facebook and our Instagram, and we will help guide you to those kind of services that are available to you. Dental services. You know, I didn't realize how many people were looking at dental services and the VA wasn't helping over the years. Now we know they are helping, and we want you to please feel free. Contact us. Contact your own VSO and see what they can do to, of course, help you, guide you, and do you. Now that we got a little bit of our health stuff in place, I want you to know that there's a lot more help available, of course, in our local area through POC, and that's St. Petersburg POC. They have a lot of things that they're doing now in full support of the veteran community, because they've tied in, of course, with our Bay Pines. And now they have a lot of things that are connected through in the county and ready for you to come get help. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. And I just left off on a little break there, and we were talking about anger. One of those things I want to say is, how is your transition from military into civilian life going? Guess what? If you're having problems with relationships, the organizations are here to help. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, problems concentrating, problems sleeping, employment problems, problems at college or getting back into a school that you know will give you what you need so you can continue to go forward. Again, they are here to help. St. Pete Vet Centers, keeping the promise. okay? Pinellas Opportunity Council and the Vet Center actually are both in the same floor right there in St. Pete, 501 First Street North. If you go to that building, go upstairs to the fifth floor, you can find Vet Center office and POC. There's a lot of help on the fifth floor, and I want everybody to know, feel free. We'll give you directions. You can go online to Google. Google it, St. Pete Vet Center or St. Pete Pinellas Opportunity Council. Both of those are there to help our veterans, and we want everybody to know. Feel free to contact either one of those groups so that you can get the kind of help that you want. There's one organization in there that we want to mention, and that is Project Vet Relief. Project Vet Relief, of course, is there to help you with all of those things. And again, my goal today is to make sure that everybody can become a little bit more healthy. A lot of times the stress comes from eating bad. A lot of times the stress comes from not exercising. Please, and it doesn't matter where you go to exercise. We live in an area that have lines of beaches. There's no better place to exercise than on a beach next to that fresh air and salt water. Red tide is gone this year so far. But feel free to go out. In fact, I've been to about five of the beaches in the last couple of months, and there are exercise little things everywhere near the beach. So it's not just, you can go stretch your legs before you walk. You can go pull the arm weight before you decide to go out and swim. Please go take care of your health. You heard it right here. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I do want to say that now that I have found out that the VA is helping the veterans, let's go back to helping veterans. Let's make sure that those veterans who you're helping are going to places that we all know have made a difference. We're happy to know that they made it. And we're going to make sure that they get a chance to talk to you. A dental thing is one of those unique situations that have never been covered by a lot of insurances over the years, and now they're adding them. So don't forget, go to Google, okay? Go to your Facebook, see what's there. But go to Google and Google it and see what you can do to get your help with that dental thing. And again, I love this. Smile faith. Find it. It's good. You guys know that I love entertainment and I love the music that comes with doing radio. And I know this is primarily a talk radio show to help our veterans have contacts and places where they can get the kind of help necessary, especially with those new veterans coming back from Afghanistan. We're here to serve you now. We are here to serve you. Anything that you need, and I'm glad you tuned in to this radio station right here, and it's 96.7 FM and St. Pete Radio online. Find us. Enjoy the music and enjoy the information that you're getting. Veterans, you heard it here. Come join us and enjoy it. Now, just a little music.
As for me, I break away. this is not your life. So now I take and tie this time, as everything has fine. I will not have this pain inside me as I break away. So now I leave you with a smile, as for me I break away.
Okay, we're back. I'm looking at a book that I have been waiting to talk about for a long time. And of course, it's Latin Times. You know that we service our Latin community with WVETOnlineRadio.com. And you can go in and click on WVET Latin right there at your top bar. And you will see that we know that our Latin veterans have made their own statement. In the last few years, a lot of those who went to Afghanistan were from America, who said, in order for me to get my certification and get my citizenship, I will serve this great country. So we salute all of our Latin and our Caribbean veterans right now. We want you to know that included in that, you will find other places to go that are supported by the Latin community and welcoming the rest of us to come enjoy it. And they really do take time with our veterans. I went to a place, Disney, and the first two people I saw were Latin veterans. One of them was in a wheelchair and his partner was pushing him. We stopped and talked a minute and we talked about what's going on. And they said the same thing. It's about time that we got out of that war. And we need to be proud of what we did. He said, proud of what we did. Guess what? We're proud. We're not going to worry about what didn't go right. We're going to only talk about what did go right. What did go right, America stood up for what they believed in, and they helped a lot of people. And we are so glad. Guess what? A lot of the things that were done, we will see more of. Yes. We will see more of the returns that come. We're bringing some of those people back over here to America. We're getting a better understanding of what they were going through. But I'm telling them, the first thing y'all do when y'all get here, get into the health mode. Rebuild your health. And don't forget, you can start with a smile. We love it. We appreciate it. Now, we're going to talk about events. When you go to WVETOnlineRadio.com, one of the things we have is there is events. And those events are scattered all over the state of Florida. We know right now that a lot of the events that we're looking at, guess what, are right in your neighborhood. Concerts, live events, things that you would have not thought about doing unless you tuned in, found it, and said, okay, I want to try that. Let me see what's coming up. Let me see what we can do. I know we've had a lot of good events going on in our area over the last year and more to come. Memorial Day is gone. Labor Day is gone. 9/11 has passed. What's coming up? What I want everybody to do, to remember, you can tune in right here to WBET, and we'll help guide you to some of those events. But it's just as easy for you to Google local events that support veterans, and you will find them. Google is a partner to all of us looking for stuff. I had a lady say to me the other day, if Google was a man, I'd marry him. Google has reached the world, and it's a good service, and they have a lot of events that we do in our area and throughout the state of Florida that you as a veteran or you as your family need to just take a break and say, listen, we can go to this event and that event and it's some great ones. I'm not going to pull all of the names out of them. I want you to go look at it. Next week, we will be talking specifically about some specific events coming up. And the only one I know that's going to be in our area, which is October, Rise Up Reggae. And they are opening the doors to all of our veterans. So if you find it, please come out there. You'll see us out there. And we love doing what we do. Events is a main part of what America always has been. We are strong when it comes to outdoor events, indoor live events, and all of those things were devastated by COVID. We know they were devastated by COVID, but they're on the way back. I went to Disney myself this week, along with taking care of some other business, and it was a slow day, but I know it had to be 25,000 people walking around. Believe me. And there were a lot of veterans there enjoying themselves. So I want to thank all those who showed up at Disney. I guess it's all right because I was there. Keep the boss of the beach. And guess what? I'm going to take another break. And we're going to come back and talk about Martin Swartz. What a man. And we got a medical group that is helping veterans. And this is outside of the regular VA organization. I'm finding that there are more people now taking advantage of veterans now can go to other hospitals if they have to. I still recommend that you start through our VA, but if it's something that they don't do, you now, at least in the state of Florida, through our politicians' fight over the years, and they got that passed. Come on back. We're going to really take care of you now. So now we know that the other hospitals can take care of some of the things that the VA can't at that time, and they will take care of you as well. So we're looking around, and we found some other of these little, of course, places where you can go that might be outside the VA, but it's there for you. One of them is HASAN, H-A-S-A-N. Medical group. Feel free to go by, get you some help if that takes it, and then they will take care of you. I know that we're looking at a lot of different agencies. I solely recommend that you start with the VA. I talked to one of our VA representatives, and they said to me, we welcome guiding our veterans to other places where we may not be able to help, even if it's only in a timely manner. They're there. And they're giving out that information. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. And we want to thank those people who stood up, who are standing up and still going on. The other side of it, of course, is in your health. And if you're trying to reconstruct your life, sometimes it takes some legal help. And you can get free legal consultation. Okay? Great. Go back to your Google. Find one that says, okay, yes, I support veterans. Of course, whether it's English speaking or our Latin veterans, you can do that. Okay? I want everybody to spend this week going around through your computer and finding those new places that have been added to the website or to Google to say, now, we support vets too. That's the campaign. We support vets too. When you look at that, it says what it means. You do not have to be a veteran, but you do have to say, we support vets too. When you say that, you're standing in a place where all of us understand what it is, because everyone has a crisis every now and then. And when you do, there are places to go. When you're a veteran and you're having a crisis, go to Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. Please do not be afraid to ask for help. Of course, you can find that again under our resources, Veterans Resources, on WVETOnlineRadio.com. We know that that makes a difference. And the rest of them, we call it, guess what? Help! We love that help. We love that help from everybody. We want you to know that we can enjoy a good life. And that good life comes with first health principles. You heard me say it, health principles. Believe me, there's a lot of places right here in our area that are supporting our veterans no matter where you are. I was out the other day at looking at talking with one of our VSOs right up way up north, almost in on that border of Pinellas County, and found the Cuban Civic Club. What is a Cuban Civic Club? Loved it. Swimming pools every now and then. And they said, we welcome our veterans, especially those who have those water exercise programs. Feel free to come here and go ahead and do your therapy right here. There are people that say, we support vets too, and are actually supporting veterans. They love doing it. They want to be able to help veterans. Most of them have a veteran in their family or lost somebody in the war, and they now know what it takes to miss something. They don't want to miss any of the things that they can do and help for you as you make your transition. Again, treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. Perfect treatment. Vet Center. A healthy prospect. We're going to make sure that the impact on veterans who've experienced combat or sexual trauma, because we know now that we had a lot of women that are in our military who were not there during the old wars. The last couple of wars, the women have increased dramatically. And not only as nurses, but in other areas of combat. So we have to remember that there's help for them. Individual counseling, group counseling, family counseling, services ordered at no cost to veterans and their families. And again, we're talking health now. Vet Center, go by. Google them, talk to them. They have information that can make life so much better as you make the transition. All right, hold on, a little bit more music. Be right back.
Moore, you know, they thought it was all over for him too, but on the third day he bounced back. He got up. You and I, through him, we champions. Russell.
That he can't do. on, get my rumble on. Spiritually classified, heavyweight, champion, rope a dope, black lies, stole blow, stick and move, left jab, right hook, down he goes.
Whoa,
who's
whoa.
That fighter you ain't never heard of? Name King of Kings, where he from, up above. Pay-per-view for what? He fought for you 2,000 years ago, one blow, cause of him we all be champions too. What?
Like that. That was Melba Moore, longtime friend, and I picked that song, Champions. Go online to WVETOnlineRadio.com and you can hear all the songs, but right now you just got a taste. As we talk about other counseling services in this readjustment, education is one, a place to attend educational workshops focused on the key readjustment issues, such as dealing with healthy ways with memories of your deployment. Healthy ways. It's right here. We want to be sure that you understand that as you make a transition, a lot of it isn't going to be in your healthy ways. How do we make it better for those and the healthy ways? We found them right here. There's no questions asked, nothing to worry about. You're right at home and you can get help. If you're listening to me from another city and another state, even around the world, if you get anywhere near St. Pete, you're going to have the best in radio and you're going to get the best help for your health. Don't forget exercise. Veterans, you've already been out there in the tundra. A lot of you all had communications jobs and you really were there, but you were inside a tent or a room and spent your time on a computer. Guess what? I want you to know right here and now. Exercise. Go get healthy treatment. Feel free to tune in to this radio station anytime you can. Find me. Keith, the boss of the beach. Guess what? 96.7 FM, St. Pete Radio, online. And of course, WVET online and our new partners at VibesRadio1.com. WVETOnlineRadio.com. Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm here again. And this one is done. Over and out. Nothing but a shout. Tune in again 24/7. WVETOnlineRadio.com.